All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the West Point City Planning Commission General Session. Today is February 26th, 7:03 p.m., and we have Adam, Joe, Kyle, Rochelle, and Ryan, and myself present. Spencer is excused because he is sick. So we're going to stand and say our Pledge of Allegiance, and then Kyle did not turn me down when I asked him to say the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to come before thee as a planning commission and a public meeting to discuss the different projects and things going on in our city. Please bless us with thy spirit to be able to understand the matter at hand and to be wise stewards, responsibilities that we have, properties that we own, and to good neighbors that help us sleep. Ask that you continue to bless our region and our area, moisture that we received here in the last week or so, and ask for more. We feel very grateful for the moisture we have received. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Kyle. Any disclosures from the Planning Commission? All right. Next bit is for public comment. There are no public hearings today, but you can stand up, state your name, 2.5 minutes, just name and the city that you live in case someone doesn't like your comment. They only know what city you live in, and that's it. So the time's now yours for public comments for anything that you want to talk about. And nobody emails anymore. It's kind of sad. That's okay. Okay. Our next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes from the January 22nd, 2026 Planning Commission meeting. Hopefully, everyone got a chance to read those. And if there aren't any changes or adjustments, we can entertain a motion on these minutes.
Sure. From the January 7th,
Okay, motion by Adam. Second by Rochelle. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, congratulations. Were those Katie's minutes or your minutes? I can't remember now. They were really good. Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Okay, our next three items are administrative items that are to be reviewed based on standards outlined in the ordinance. Public comment may be taken on relevant and credible evidence regarding the application's compliance with the ordinance. So we're going to try something different. We're going to have the, I'm going to read a brief description for the items, and then we're going to give time to the applicant to present on their application. So the items 7 and 8 are two different decisions, but we're going to kind of combine them together with our discussion because they go together. So those are a site plan for Nielsen's Frozen Custard located at 2000 West and Center Street, and also a conditional use for a restaurant for Nielsen's Frozen Custard located at 2000 West and Center Street. So I'm going to read this to prove that I can still read in public. Items 7 and 8 are a site plan and conditional use request for Nielsen's Frozen Custard located at 2000 West and Center Street. These are administrative items, meaning the commission's role is to apply adopted city code standards and determine whether those standards are met. These will require two separate motions. We'll invite the applicant to come forward. Please state your name and city for the record and take a moment to explain the details of the proposal. So time's now yours to the applicant.
Yeah, my name is David Murdoch. I'm from Bountiful. In fact, the Nelsons are from Bountiful, so we're well represented here tonight. And excuse me, I'm losing my voice. So, but I'd with me is the Nelsons, Steve Nelson, Dave Nelson, Doug Nelson, and Mike Nelson. And of course, they are the owners and, you know, the individuals that have developed the incredible brand that we call Nelson's Frozen Custard. Our plan here, let me just kind of give you a little idea. They have been interested in franchising. I think one of the reasons that maybe franchising hasn't escalated to the point that they wanted to is that previously the building plans that they were requiring were, I would call them a Cadillac building. So we are developing a building that we think might be a little bit, maybe a prototype for other franchisees to come in. And so this is a little a new concept. We've tried to keep some of the original design of the store, the original store in Bountiful and the other stores that they have built and developed thus far, but with some modifications that maybe would reduce the cost of the building a little bit. And just so you know that that's what we're trying to do. That's what our objective is, to try to get it to see if it's a little more franchise friendly. Then they can go out to other franchisees and have create a spread or a margin that'll allow them to be successful franchisees. So that's kind of what we're trying to accomplish here in West Point. And we are very excited about being here. You know, we've driven about every street in your community several times, trying to get a feel for the demographics. And we feel really good and confident that we can have a successful store here. Any questions for me or the Nelsons?
Oh, but you have to state your name and city, though. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Steve Nielsen. From Bountiful, Nielsen's Frozen Custard. I just want to mention one thing that Dave didn't say. The reason we like this one so much is it is not a franchise. It is a Nielsen's owned with Murdoch owned store. That's what we've decided we really like. That's what our South Jordan, West Jordan is. St. George, Highland Drive. Everyone knows St. George because the sign on our Bountiful store went up this morning that says Deanna Maines has run our St. George store for 40 years. In 2 weeks, she reaches her 40 year, but that's our store. And this is more personal to us because it's the Murdoch family and the Nielsen family owning it. One other thing, our main business plan for this store is to be close to Syracuse High School and what goes on in Syracuse to bring those tax dollars to West Point. So that's the reason we picked that site. I can help with any questions that we may need to answer. We're grateful to Dave. He has picked a great site for us. I commented to my sons. So our address will be Center Street because we, right? I didn't know that till tonight.
I don't think I did either.
It cuts some of the disappointment of Nielsen Lane, but Center Street, that's good.
I don't have any more questions. If you want to, I guess I'd say if you're one of the high school students, make sure you have plenty of bollards around your building. I've seen what happens over there when the lunch gets out.
Thank you.
Thanks. And I'm happy it's not a car wash. So the more commercial land we can have not car washes, the better, in my opinion. But just the automatic ones, they're the noisy ones with the dryers, right? Hey, does anybody have any questions? We went through both of these in our work meeting. I think everything's been answered. So if we are ready to do a motion, we have to do 7 and 8 as two separate motions. So anybody have any more questions or any clarifications? If not, we'll entertain a motion and we'll start with number 7.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the site plan for Nielsen's Frozen Custard located at approximately 2000 West and Center Street and forward this item to the City Council for consideration.
Okay, got a motion by Joe. Second by Kyle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the next one, and I think Boyd said this in the work meeting, but the next one is just us, right? The conditional use permit. There's no forward on to City Council. So this one in the motion, you can just say approve or not approve or table. So we're going to entertain a motion on number 8.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve.
We have to say the what you're...
Oh, you just said I had to say approve.
Oh.
You know, you just said to me.
You don't have to say forward on a City Council. I opened the door, he walked right through it, so I deserve that one. Yep.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit for Nielsen's Frozen Custard, a restaurant with drive-thru located approximately 2000 West and Center Street.
Okay.
Do they have any conditions? Yeah.
All right. Got a motion by Ryan. Second by Adam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. That goes through. So, and thanks to the staff for, we didn't have to put any conditions because you guys kind of make sure everything is good to go, which is what we like to see. So,
Jordan did a good job.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. All right, the next one, item number 9, which is a preliminary plat for Westview Park number 4. It's a preliminary plat application for Westview Park number 4 located at approximately 3900 West, 400 North. This is an administrative item, meaning the commission's role is to apply adopted city code standards and determine whether those standards are met. We'll invite the applicant to come forward. Please state your name and city for the record and take a moment to explain the details of your proposal.
Good evening. Hi, Matt Levitt, 3900 West, 300 North. I think I'll be I've come to the conclusion that the less I say, the better. And so I think we'll be way under the 10 minutes. And maybe there is a trap door here that PJ can push a button and I'll just drop out of sight. But I really liked it when Troy was the presenter. I thought he did a great job. Very objective, unbiased, and I don't think I can even do a fraction as good a job as he did. And I would have even considered hiring Mr. Nielsen and his charismatic personality. But I think you've read the staff report, and the bottom of page 1, it says the preliminary plat has been submitted, is consistent with the zoning and development parameters reviewed by both the Planning Commission and the City Council during the rezone process. The paragraph on the development agreement and then the chart, I think you saw that all in the work session. And on the last page there, that the staff recommends approval of Westview Park subdivision for preliminary plat, and so I'd respectfully ask for your approval of it as well. Thank you for your consideration. Any questions?
I don't have any.
Okay.
I think you did a fine job presenting that.
I tried to be brief, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm hoping that 10-minute unwritten rule really does propagate because we can't legally do that, but it'd be great if everyone thought that. So that's actually a long time. Unless you're some of our public comment people, then 10 minutes is just a suggestion. Okay. Thank you. So we did go over this quite a bit in our staff, and there was a good question about the holding strip thing. I didn't understand that either. So the Levitts will own the space just to the side of the, is it that way's north, right? Yeah. 5 feet just to the north. And then when the next thing develops, the city will work with them on a reasonable cost that they can pitch in for the road that they had to build. Is that correct?
Correct. You got it.
Okay. I like that. And I guess the only other question I had is those turnarounds. Let's say they all get built. Is the city allowed to just fill those up with snow, or do they have to keep them clear? Because that'd be a great snow storage if you could just fill it up with snow.
Got to keep them.
If it snows, it will eventually. But
yep.
Okay. Nobody has any more questions or comments. We can entertain a motion on this one.
Chair, I make a motion to approve preliminary plat of Westview Park number 4 subdivision, located approximately 3900 west.
Okay, got a motion by Adam.
Second.
Second by Kyle. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Well, congratulations. It was your presentation, really, I think, that sealed the deal. So thank you.
Thanks.
And I will say, before our comments, while you're still here, I will say thanks for answering all of our questions, the many that we had. So I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about like 9 months worth of questions or something like that. Well, we appreciate it. Okay. Best part of the whole meeting is the planning commissioner comments. So have you prepared yours, Ryan?
I have none.
All right. Thank you.
No comment.
No comment.
Thank you. I'll say thanks to the staff. You guys did a really good job. And I liked having them present. We'll see how it goes. I guess just be prepared in case it doesn't work out on one of them or two of them, but
this,
I like it.
This will only work if you read your staff reports.
I'll
make them entertaining.
I was going to ask, do you want to throw
a hidden word in there and you get a prize if you find it?
Is it Bren's name spelled wrong? Because I should already get a prize for that one for Bern. Do you want to include the PowerPoints that you're going to, if you're going to make electronic ones, do you want to send those out? What do you guys want to see those? Is that beneficial? Or do you just have those ready to go right before?
Yeah, he'd have to do them a day in advance.
Okay, just scratch the PowerPoints.
He just finished it 5 minutes before the meeting.
Okay, we'll just go with staff reports. But I will, yeah, as long as we read the staff reports, we should be good to go. Okay. Thanks, Boyd, for coming.
The PowerPoint's usually taken from the staff reports. They're just the images that are in there.
All right. And with that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sure.
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned.